the fact is that Bible as we know, as it has been explained by Hazrat Masih Maud in the light of the Holy Quran, is not to be treated lightly. It is a book of Allah, and the Holy Quran refers to it with respect. So the attitude of deriding or mocking at the narrations of Bible and so on is not a correct attitude. All that we can say is that man has played havoc with that book, and it has still has the partial truths which were originally revealed as whole truths, maybe, or maybe they were revealed as partial truths, but they were not yet defiled by man's additions to those partial truths. That can also happen. You may describe a thing partly because the persons who are, whom you are addressing are not capable of understanding the full description. So it will be truth, but not the whole truth. But if you add some falsehood to it, then that it will no longer remain truth, because it will be a mixed affair then. This is unfortunately what has happened to the Bible, or what was done to the Bible by the followers of Bible themselves. So you find the traces of truth there. The beauty of the Holy Quran is that wherever those traces are found intact, it takes and absorbs them. Where the falsehood has been added, it rectifies that falsehood. Where still it is not the whole truth, it adds to the information and turns it into whole truth. This is the treatment which should be given to Bible when you compare Holy Quran with the Bible, and that was the treatment I gave to it once during Jalsa Salana. I made a comparative study of the Holy Quran and Bible on, I think, on a limited subject, but that's the concept of prophets or something. But that was exactly the treatment. So this subject of science should also be handled like this.